The Long Coat Mafia Podcast.
I'm a gamer. I'm wearing a bikini.
He's cleaning up.
Hey Goombas, it's me, the Reverend Godfather. This is one of our infamous banked / lightning in the bottle episodes. We hope you're enjoying the new intro that we have for the Hostfuls in our lightning in the bottle episodes. This week, or I said this recording, I'm here with Big Candy again.
Hello.
Due to scheduling, and hopefully by the time this stuff drops, we'll have all that sorted out. In this little lightning bottle episode, I ran into this topic a few months ago while the show is still young. We're past our 6-month mark at this point, which is good for us. A lot of shows don't last 6 months, let alone a year. Let's hope we're going strong for another 6 months and then some. But this lightning topic is something, I ran into a couple months ago. Big Candy is running into it now. I ran into it on YouTube. It's the whole flat earth theory. The thing is, what these twits or idiots, idiots, morons, fucktards are saying is that the earth is flat, not literally like a tabletop. It's a circular thing, much like the UN logo, which if these idiots paid attention to the UN logo, Australia is not on the UN logo. They say that it's a dish and the sun kind of swings back and forth or in a circle, sort of thing.
Something that in nowhere else in the universe, it's unique to this area.
It's the Earth is flat. That there is no flyovers to the South Pole to prove this. Mm-hmm. There is
no, because you can't. There is no South Pole. There is a ring of ice, 150 feet tall, that holds the water in. It holds the water in. Duh.
And from what I've been hearing, the reason why that they believe that is because there's no flyovers the South Pole.
Right.
No one is on the South
Pole.
Because
you can't. Yeah. Well, because you can't. You keep going, and it's a barren wasteland of ice, and it gets worse and darker, and there's no sun there, and it goes forever. Like I said.
And
in all directions.
The fact that when you point out that. Scientists have set up on the actual South Pole. These fucktards, again, email us your hate at longcoatmafia@gmail.com. Fucktards say that the scientists are lying at us.
They're lying. Because no one's allowed to go there.
Right. No one's allowed to go there. You're not allowed to go there. You're not allowed to fly over it.
Right.
NASA is lying to us in reference to Earth being a sphere.
Maps don't make sense.
The fact, not only is NASA lying to us, whether they're covering up, now this is a different conspiracy theory altogether, the fact that they're lying in reference to aliens and aliens on Mars, that's different.
No, there's been disclosure. Didn't you know that? I'm not lying. I'm not kidding. There's an NSA website that identifies 29 significant messages from quote-unquote outer space.
Are we talking?
Have you read this?
No.
You have to see it.
Is it deep web or is it regular web?
This is on the NSA website.
Wow.
The NSA.gov website. That they received 29 messages from quote unquote outer space and have decoded them.
Wow. But yeah. They said.
It's one of those things where it's real.
That's the NSA. They're talking about strictly NASA is lying to us about aliens and spaces on the moon and so forth and so on. And because NASA at one point brought in Nazi scientists, NASA is run by Nazis. Everyone who works for NASA is a Nazi. which will is funny thing is we'll get to that in a few moments. The other thing is that they say that there's no way to see the Earth. No matter where you are, you can't see the Earth's curve, the curvature of the Earth.
Except for, you know, when you're, like, in an airplane. Or
slight. It's kind of very slight. You could barely notice it. That if you zoom in on, if you stand on the shore, like, a beach on Long Island, you zoom in, you can't see the city of Manhattan, but if you zoom in, they're not angled back. The buildings should be angled back.
Yeah, what is it, like, eight inches for every, like, 8 inches of curvature for every certain amount of miles or something like
I'm
that?
I'm going to say this. There have been many YouTubers who've covered this, one of which is the Amazing Atheist, and my favorite is the Armored Atheist.
Right.
I'm not an atheist, but I love his shit.
Right.
To me, I'm not like an atheist. I'm not agnostic. I'm a Christian who doesn't believe in organized religion.
Right.
I'm one of those weirdo Matt. That's a different topic. We'll get into it all together. We'll debate. We'll probably be having a Satanist on show announced here. We'll have that discussion with him and, you know, go back and forth. That should be a fun discussion. But recently, depending on when this episode drops, a famous crazy person herself, I'll say that, famous crazy person herself, Tila Tequila, had posted tweets earlier,
because I cling to every word Tila Tequila has to say.
She posted on, this was January 7th, this year, 2016.
This year.
Her tweets were, it's 2016 and nobody's been able to prove to me that the Earth is round. Where is the curvature in the horizon? Hashtag flat Earth, prove me wrong, damn it. She also tweeted, why are all the buildings in New York City standing straight up? If the Earth was round, then some of the buildings would have a slight tilt. She also tweeted,
oh my God.
If the Earth was spinning globe, then how come airplanes can land without crashing? Because the Earth is flat, not a globe. But I might add, her craziest one that day was, again, January 7th, 2016, at 9:19 p.m. This was, this was before all the flat Earth stuff was, I don't know if it was that, it was that morning. That next night at 9:19 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, she also posted, Hillary Clinton is a clone. The real one got killed a long time ago. Fuck, I hope I'm not next. Oh wait, they already killed me in 2012. And the article that this posted was I forgot to copy down the website. It was posted on Facebook. It was trending for a little while the other day. It says, wake up, sheeple. Hey, did you guys see Tila Tequila's tweets yesterday? They were a beautiful, honest voice in cacophony of lies spread by quote-unquote scientists and the media and science media people and the Greek philosopher Pythagoras, or however you say his name. Yes, Tila stood up for the truth that the world is obviously flat. It's inarguable, just totally obvious. Just like fish gets going into a real good jam. And to it be totally obvious that you're going to have a killer time. Wash, you fizzy, drive me finzy. What was I doing? Oh, yeah. And they go with the tweet. Goes, I mean, how have we not seen this before? How could we be so blind? The building thing was just like brain explosion, if anything. Tila doesn't go far enough. I mean, if the Earth, quote-unquote Earth, was really round, how come when you lay down, you don't roll? I mean, if you...
man, it hurts.
I mean, if you go to hilly places or like that where the ground is all slanted and whatever, but sometimes you don't roll at all. Seems pretty flat to me. Also, have you guys been watching Mr. Robot? It's so good. And it's like, what's going on with Christian Slater and Evil Corp? Just like our major conglomerates. And that's what sheeple don't see. Tila is dealing with the same shit here, and it's just fucking blowing my mind. But there's more than that. She's blown a little lid wide open on politics, too. That's her whole Hillary Clinton's a clone. I mean, I don't know if it's true, but the Earth thing seems legitimate, which makes me think this must be real too. This is going to change the election hugely. People don't want to elect a clone. They're just not ready for it. Anyway, I'm so glad I live in a state where great medical marijuana, with, as long as they don't take that away, I'll be good. Editor's note. On Monday, we are instituting a mandatory drug testing policy. The thing is, I mean, this whole thing is a fucking, you know, what? Granted, I am not a scientist, nor do I play one on TV, but I do voice one as on a podcast. I will say this. The main video that's on YouTube about the world is flat, there's no curvature.
Oh, that pseudo-documentary thing?
Yeah, and they zoom
that guy
in.
That's like,
he's standing on the beach, and he zooms in. But the thing is,
I watched it with my mouth hanging open. Just like, simple science.
Yeah, and the thing is, he zooms in, and he's like, see, the buildings are not tilted.
Oh,
yeah, but
they're not below the horizon. Oh.
And the thing is, if you dumbasses watch this film and think the world is still flat, yeah, if the world was fucking flat, when that asshole zoomed in, you'd see the fucking cars. You'd see the port on the other side, but you fucking don't.
Yeah.
And the thing
you
is,
you'd see Colorado from here if the Earth was flat.
And the thing is, another video debunking this, because he said, all right, I'm going to debunk this shit without using NASA's bullshit, because NASA does have a history of lying in the past with possible cover-ups and blurring images. Simple. Take a tennis ball and take a lamp. And when you put the ball in front of the lamp, it kind of mimics what the moon does. And he said, also, when you move from the northern part of the world, the planet to the southern part, the angle changes, thus proving that the Earth has a curvature.
Yeah.
And he said,
and he said,
if you put a plate up to the same lamp, it doesn't show the properties of something that's curved, like a tennis ball does. And he goes on to say, also, you dumbass, I mean, he doesn't say dumbasses, I'm going to say fucking dumbasses. Dumbasses don't realize that when snipers are trained, snipers are trained to hit targets a half mile, a mile and a half away. They are trained. If they shoot, like if the Earth is quote-unquote flat in a field, they have to adjust for the curvature of the Earth. If the Earth was flat, they could just line up the sights and fire.
Right.
They have to adjust for curvature of the Earth, because if they don't, the shot's going to be way too high or way too low. Yep. They have to adjust this. You fucking fucktards.
They don't understand the correlation of gravity with the spinning of the globe. They don't. It's just like, it's one of those things where they can't see it, so it's not true. Imagine you're an ant. And I put you on a ball that's like, I don't know, a mile in circumference.
Yeah.
You won't see curvature.
I think the armored skeptic mentioned that.
Would see a flat horizon because it's so big. If the Earth was much, much smaller, you would get, and the buildings were still the same size, you might actually see the curvature and the tilt and all that, maybe. But it would have to be much, much smaller than it is. It would have to be like what King Kai's planet on Dragon Ball Z. Where there's a road and just a building.
The Little Prince.
Yes.
Where he was on just like maybe a 200-foot planet.
Yeah,
planet. whatever it is. Just that it's...
But the silliness that, like, South Antarctica, you know, it's holding in the water, and it's just ice for as long as you can see.
And the thing is, some of these flat earthers, you know what they bring up? The fact, the possible false, quote-unquote false, I'll say quote-unquote false.
Right.
General... Emerald Bird, Lost Pate, Paige said when he flew over the North Pole, there was a hole. Kind of relates to the Hollow Earth theory, which we've talked about in the
internal sun.
Yeah, the internal sun. And, you know, it's like, wait a minute. After hearing, you know, this flat Earth stuff, it's like, when's the Hollow Earth stuff coming back?
Right.
You know, it's that's still on my bucket list. You know that.
What's that?
Going to the North Pole and pissing on the North Pole.
There you go.
Taking a piss.
It's really not that. You can do that.
Just getting the money. I'm just poor as hell. I'm po.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, my mind was exploding when I saw that. And I actually went on Facebook, and I guess that's where you saw it. I pasted, like, I cannot believe it's 2015 at the time, and people are still talking about Hollow Earth, like, you know, flat Earth.
And the thing is, I think 2 months, not even a month before that, I posted a picture on Facebook myself showing, like, the South Pole and the curvature of the Earth.
Yeah.
And I said, take that, flat earthers.
Right.
Yeah, it's just like, there's your flyover. Well, wait, it's probably from NASA. You won't fucking believe it.
Well, it's just like when the guy jumped out of the pod for Red Bull. Remember the guy that did the space jump or whatever they called it? You can see the curvature when he was standing outside the thing.
Oh, they say, oh, because he's using a GoPro camera, it gives you the fisheye view. Therefore, it creates a false curvature.
Right.
And if they look out a window, and it's a fish, it's not a flat plane, it magnifies. Therefore, it's going to give a curvature. It's all lies.
It's all lies. Yeah, they're lying to us.
And no matter if they're that far up and they see a curvature, the curve of the helmet that they're wearing, or it's the fisheye lens, or...
Okay, guys. Well, then here's what I want you to do. I want you to go outside with the telescope, right? And I want you to point it in the direction of Colorado. You should be able to see Denver, Colorado, from anywhere in the United States. It's a mile above sea level. And it would be the biggest thing.
I'll go one better.
In the horizon.
I'll go one better. For those of you on the East Coast, and that have to deal with the Appalachian Mountain Range, there is, I don't know, I'm willing to say the restaurant is still there. Go to, I can't believe I am plugging this restaurant. I can't believe I'm plugging the fucking town, the county. I'll probably burn... After I say it, go to Carbon County, Pennsylvania. There's a little restaurant on top of a motherfucking mountain called Flagstaff.
I know what that is.
And they have a platform where you can look out lovely mountain range.
I know, I see that.
And you can sit up there. It's free. They don't charge any amount for you to step outside on that little platform. You can look out through their little, the only thing you can pay for, little quarter telescope things, and if the world was quote-unquote flat, as you say, you could see Denver, you could see fucking Chicago, you could see, hell, you could see the lights from fucking Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, you would be able to see the lights from Las Vegas, because you can see those from space. So, now one thing I will say, in reference to the Earth being physically flat as a sphere, that is true. It's one of the most flat surfaces in the entire solar system. If you were a giant, as Neil deGrasse Tyson said, and you ran your thumb over, you wouldn't be able to even feel hardly any of the features. The tallest mountain, because of how relatively small it is in comparison to the rest of the surface, you wouldn't even feel it. It wouldn't even take up the space in your fingerprint if you were a giant and ran your thumb across the Earth. The Earth is pretty much smooth.
I think it was the Armored Skeptic who said if you were on the top of the tallest building in the world, which is in, I think, Dubai, and which is close to a mile up, if not more, so you'd be over a mile. The Earth would still, quote-unquote, look flat. It's just a matter of...
It's perspective.
Perspective and... That you can only see so far. The Earth is like 27,000 miles or some shit.
Something like that.
And you're not going to see.
Yeah, you cannot see it until you're way up in the air.
And if the Earth was, quote, again, quote, unquote, flat, with the best type of telescope that you could buy commercially, mm-hmm. you'd be able to sit in the middle of fucking nowhere, which is, in essence, the ocean. Mm-hmm. And they marked it middle of nowhere. And see coasts. Yeah. You could see,
yeah.
you could see straight through. You could see mountain ranges. Yeah. You could see no.
No. You just see ocean for as far as the eye can see. This is why when people used to go across the ocean, they didn't just go, "Well, hey, there's America. Let's just sail towards it." No, they had to use the constellations, and they had to use sextants to figure out where they were. And actually sail according to the stars.
And for those with dirty minds, sextants, giggity.
Sextants. But they had to use them to sail according to the stars.
Right.
That's why they had star maps for navigation. Not just, oh, well, there's America over there, let's sail towards it. Oh, there's India, let's sail towards that. You couldn't see them. Not with a telescope, not with anything. That's why they had a crow's nest. They could get up and they could see like land as it came across the curvature of the Earth.
Yeah. It's just that people, I think they're, as Carlin said, a dumbing down.
Yeah.
Dumbing down slash pushification.
Yeah.
Of.
Absolutely.
I think it might have been some, it was, I think when he initially said that there was no popular internet.
Right.
But now with internet and you have idiots like Tila Tequila. Which is not so. Donald Trump is a little less of a fucking idiot. I think he's smart enough to say stupid shit that people easily believe and want to believe. So there's a difference of being a smart idiot and a fucking retard.
Right.
No offense to those with a mental handicap, but the smart idiot will like. Trump will say something stupid that will pander to other idiots to get him on his side. But someone like Tila, whatever medication she is on, I don't know what it is. I've known people who've taken shrooms, marijuana, LSD, who are more intelligent than she is. I don't know what.
It's just her never-ending fame grab.
Again, we're talking again the whole aspect of run by Nazis. You got to remember that Tila once had a song out, which I've heard people with worse programs than she did sound better, saying that she's. I think the quote was, "She's a Nazi because she likes to play Yahtzee."
She also had feces thrown at her at an ICP concert, so.
Anyway. She's a reality star. She's just.
Yeah, she's a mess.
She's a mess. She's like 3 degrees south of Kim Kardashian and the rest of those fucking morons. And it's just a matter of. Since we got time to fill, did you hear recently about what happened that Art Bell has gone bye bye? He's retired. He's no longer doing it anymore. Basically, from what I was gathering from his post on Facebook, that there was a stalker that was just sitting outside his house. They obviously could find his house on Google Maps and all so forth and so on. Someone figured out where he was living and sitting outside, you know, and his new wife and child. Same wife he had a couple years ago, but his old wife died of asthma. See our past episode, I think our paranormal episode a couple months ago. Just that they were getting scared, getting worried that this person might be out to harm him and his family. But a lot of fans that were posting on Facebook saying, "Hey, you pulled this shit before. When you were in the Philippines, you were pulling the shit before, probably to get out of contracts and so forth and so on." So I.
Well, the new show he was promoting was a subscription show, right?
You're starting to get picked up with satellite and other local stations.
But it was a subscription.
It was kind of a subscription, too.
I'd be willing to bet you he wasn't making the subscriptions like he was supposed to. There's no way. Because. That content from the old Coast to Coast shows is rock solid, unbeatable entertainment.
I still say I want to, for because I get more money to during the holidays, the Christmas season, whatever. I want to resub up to Coast to Coast because this was after Arch News, and I figured because I walk a lot, I need longer stuff to listen to than what I have, or at least have a variety so I can switch back and forth. And going back on Coast to Coast, I mean, it was just like Alex Jones bad shit, you know, just crazy political bullshit that I, you know, no. No, it's just not. It's not entertaining.
The new shows are garbage. But like the old shows, the Art Bell. As I went back through the archives when I did have my subscription, I would just be tied to the friggin' like radio, you know, just to my iPod. Just my god, just and one thing after the other.
Because we talked about our main topic and we kind of blew through it really quick in reference to the flat Earth and kind of hollow Earth thing. Did you see? I know I shared it recently. I think it's a fucking hoax, or straight up and down, is the fact that somebody found a quote-unquote cell phone.
Oh.
Like, it was like a 30,000-year or 10,000-year cell phone. And
well, first of all,
It looks fake as fucking hell.
It looks like a Nokia.
Yeah, it looks like a Nokia.
It looks exactly like a Nokia, but it has, like, some weird writing on it. But I don't know if it's a legitimate hoax, or if it's just something that resembles something that, you know.
I think it's a legitimate hoax that somebody found somewhere or cooked up somehow.
Yeah.
That they found an old Nokia. I think it's.
Did they say?
It's old, like, from that region, the Middle Eastern region. It's mm-hmm. one of the first written languages that was.
Well, did they say that it was, like, plastic, or did they say it was.
Let's see. Let's pull up the article, I think.
Was it metal, plastic, stone? Because, I mean, it looked like it was stone or something.
See if I can pull it up.
It also, why would somebody go back in time with a Nokia?
Just basically, there have been things that have been found that people have said that there is time travel, that they're hiding shit from us.
I can prove that's not true. Time travel is not possible. I can prove it right now. Right now, on this very show. Okay, here's time travel. Because I know this show will be popular in the future, and everyone will hear it, the next 3 seconds, someone from the future will come and knock on that door. 2, 1. Nope. Time travel is not possible.
He said, here's the article. It's from disclosed.tv. 800-year-old mobile cell phone found in Austria. Let's see. It looks like somebody melted a Nokia phone. It says, This strange thing was discovered in an excavation in Austria. It has many similarities with the wireless devices today. The researchers found a strange object which was said that from the 13th century looked like a cell phone. I'm reading it verbatim. Doesn't have looks. Look like a cell phone.
Right.
These objects are looked similar to cell phone, especially the first one in the market of the mobile phone. This discovery was surprising. These objects were black and also have keyboards with letters same as Iraq or Iran's, meaning it's the little triangles with the lines. It's the earliest form of written language. The expert of UFO, Daniel Munoz, or however you want to say his name, explained the similarity is remarkable. Even so, he declined to indicate this object is a cell phone. These objects are considered quote-unquote out of time, just as many others have been found. Now, granted, I'm pulling back for a second. There's been spark plugs that have been found, and an actual audio cassette tape found embedded in rock, which is bullshit. Just imagine.
Did the cell phone, quote-unquote cell phone, have circuitry? Did it have a circuit board? Did it have internals?
It says Just imagine the chaos of discovery like this would cause among the archaeological community if the discovery turned out to be true. While there are numerous discoveries which have been made in on our planet that question mainstream history, most of them are cast into the shadows by selective media and mainstream scholars who cannot understand and explain their origin, which tends to contradict popular beliefs about past of human Yeah, grammar issues. I'm reading this verbatim again, folks. Mainstream scholars who cannot understand and explain their origin, which tends contradict popular beliefs about the past of human civilizations. That's verbatim. I'm not misspeaking, totally. It's bad grammar. Goes on and says, we would love to know more about the item. If you know what it is, where it comes from, and have more details about it, please let us know by sending us an email or message on social networks viaconspiracy.co. So obviously this probably translates, so that's why the bad grammar. But it's just, it looks like an old Nokia phone. I think I put it on our show page too. Just that it's completely stupid, fabricated. As we said in our I think it was our paranormal episode, that everybody had, which caused Zombie Bunny to hide underneath the table, as she tends to do. That everybody has a camera and easy access to video editing software.
Yeah.
Easily. And there have been many people that are on YouTube that go find these videos and say, oh, that's creepy. Yeah, I just did this roughly. Using Adobe, you know, photo editor, and just going, let's say, look, the eyes move. Yeah, I went into, this is how you do it using Adobe, like, photo editor, and you could just adjust it easily, and this is just rough.
Yeah.
And if we had more time, we could do, you know, and it's just, so everybody has that easy access to it. Everybody had this free stuff online.
Photoshop,
just
all kinds of stuff.
And yet there
and
are
it
people...
It saturates the media with all this fake phony shit. So you can't... If there was something that was real, who would know? It would be written off.
And sometimes people have come out, we do fake stuff all the time. No, it's real.
Yeah.
It's real.
Yeah.
It could be why this flat earth shit is now popular, that you have one person who is reasonably intelligent going, you know what? The Earth is flat. And because, and say, oh yeah, it's flat. What do you mean the Earth? The idiot that might have that first question. All I have to do is, because one YouTuber who's for the flat Earth said, what do you think we have the term flat? Kansas is flat as a pancake. It's like, smart person saying, yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
What do you think we term Kansas as flat as a pancake? And you go, oh, he explained it really well.
I never thought of that.
And
you never thought of much, did you?
And the thing is, you know, I'll say it like this. It takes one smart person or a group of people to convince another group of people that what they're saying is fact.
Fact-checking is not...
If it was years ago, I'd say... I mean, decades ago, I'd say I can understand a little bit because we don't have... As I said in the previous show, that I got a brand new smartphone. Internet's at our fingertips at all times. Well, you could fact-check things pretty damn good. It's just... My sources in reference to what I'm saying in regards to it takes one intelligent or one good speaker, mm-hmm. whether they're intelligent or not, it takes one good speaker or a small group of people to convince a crowd that they should do something, whether it's a smart thing or not.
Like Hitler
for one, and if you want, for those religious folks out there, like the priests who can...
Jim Jones.
Drink the Kool-Aid. Why is this Kool-Aid drink so funny? Thud. But
or like the what was the people that wore the Reeboks and had
$1.95
in their pocket to go to the heaven, which was on the spaceship.
That in the comet that hit Jupiter or some shit.
Whatever.
But the three priests that convince a crowd to let a known killer go, Barabbas, and kill, crucify Jesus. Right. And it took three, in essence, three priests to say, we want Barabbas free. You know, he killed like 15, 20 people, and he's known, you know, this, that. Yeah, let him free. Let him free. Kill Jesus. Come on. That's true then. It's true now. You have the other people on Facebook. You see, the funniest one is, I love it. It makes me laugh thinking about it. It's that, I don't know if she's doing it as an act, but, or she's really that way. She's the person that everybody should speak American. Oh. That she can't understand English. People who are living in London, yeah, or Australia, because they speak a whole different language than we do. And one of her videos is like when she was trying to con. She legitimately says she was trying to con somebody to pay for a game for her in London. Yeah. It was the Sims game, and he mentioned that he doesn't have the money for it. It's like £35. And for those of you idiots out there, pounds is, for us, it's a term of weight. Yeah. For those who are living in Britain, it's a monetary term. Yeah. Just like in Canada, their monetary term is loonies. But she thought, this person meant weight.
Yeah.
She was wondering why a game weighed 35 pounds. But it's one of those things, you don't know if she's playing stupid or she is stupid.
Is it heavier because of the, like, where they live? Or,
but the funniest one that I think came after that was that she's literally tears. I shared it on Facebook. She's in tears, and she, when you click play, she says, I saw a wiener today.
Oh.
And the fact is, and she's like, I was chatting online with some of these people, with this guy, and it was just an audio chat over, and he asked if I wanted to see photos of him, and I said yes, and he said, just click on the link, and there was there'll be photos. I clicked on the link, and they were just pictures of wieners. And she was crying, tears right now. And I'm laughing my ass off. I'm like, karma's a bitch.
So is wiener.
But she's the idiot side of stupidity.
Oh, my God.
The other side of the stupidity, I mean, the innocent side of stupidity. You have crazy stupid, like Tila Tequila. Yeah. And you have this other side that, as I said before, in our feminist episode, I do not want to strike a bitch, a woman. But this woman wanted me to, you know, I want to take my fist and just wail it in your face and not stop until either you're dead or unconscious, whatever. She was on Dr. Phil. She had a couple of YouTube things on Facebook that the only way a guy can show his love to a woman is if he beats her. And that she left her last boyfriend because he wasn't beating her enough.
Oh, my God.
And when she was on Dr. Phil,
yeah,
and you watch her,
yeah,
and the camera's on her, and he's calling her out in reference to what she's doing,
yeah,
because she stated that she has multiple of teenagers watching her. You see her slight smile a little bit.
Yeah.
So you don't know if she's a sociopath,
yeah,
or she's doing a con game. It's to see.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a promotion for her that she's, yeah, you know, doing it. But you have
good
all these idiots.
Is good publicity, like, you know,
but
the thing.
I know we're straying past the, you know, the paranormal shit. You know, it's just it's we're just trying to say that there are a lot of idiots
along the lines of the flat earth. There's a woman that was on YouTube for a while. I don't know if you saw her. She was going to, like, science museums and questioning the signage, and she was reading it out loud to, like, children and going, say, it says, this and this happened this long ago. How do they know? They weren't there. I'm just like,
that might have been the armored skeptic stuff.
And I was just like, are you serious right now?
When he was he went to the Creationists Museum,
yeah,
and she mentioned, like, how she's reading the stuff to him, and he's just there recording the whole thing.
Right.
And she's like, some of these other museums that have stuff about how, you know, dinosaurs, how did they know that they were there? Yeah, we have a book. They weren't there. And he said on the show that, you know, I'm trying to hold back laughter.
Yeah, like simple science will tell you this stuff happened because there is evidence that it was there. Yes, there's a lot we don't know, but there's a lot that we do know from the fossil record, carbon dating, you know, a lot of things. She said, how do they know? They were there.
Oh, that's why I love...
I was just like, oh my God,
I saw the Bill Nye versus creationist debate, and I'd say Bill Nye won hands down.
You know what's funny is, and I agree with Neil deGrasse Tyson when he says this, it's a bit of an extreme scientific viewpoint. He says, don't give those people, the creationist people, any time. In arguments and stuff like that, it's why he won't debate them. Because it's pointless. They don't have a leg to stand on. You're giving them equal time for nonsense. And I agree with him, 100%. Like, don't even give them an argument. They don't have an argument. Just like flat earth people are so stupid. Don't even give them time. They don't deserve it. It's true. It's just... There's so much dumbing down of everything that we don't need that. There should be no room for debate. It's like people that would just take up your time trying to argue that Mickey Mouse is purple. It's like you don't need to be there.
And the reason why people, these creationists and flat earthers say, oh, Bill Nye's he isn't a scientist. He's a spokesman for the scientific. He's a speaker. Because other than Neil deGrasse Tyson, a lot of the scientists don't know how to speak properly in public. So they kind of teach Bill Nye a little bit the proper term, what they mean, and he kind of dumbs it down. And I'm not saying he dumbs it down, but he's going to explaining things well.
Yeah.
And on another note, it's like, what's his name, LeVar Burton. He's the spokesman for reading.
Right.
On that same type of level, you know, not level, what LeVar Burton is to reading, Bill Nye is to science.
Right.
He's front man for, you know, the scientific community. I like Bill Nye. Bill Nye's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of his shows, Bill Nye the Science Guy, is, I think, still on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
It's once, I think, one or two seasons, and it's, when you watch it now, it's stupid as fucking hell, but it's entertaining as shit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because he's explaining things, he's doing it to kids. As an adult, it's silly, it's stupid, it's retarded, but for kids, it's fun, it's entertaining, the kids are learning something. And that's Bill Nye. That, well,
here's the thing, and we're going into the dumbing down, and it's kind of been the theme of the show with the flat earthers and stuff. With the elections coming up this year, I would like to see more people in the scientific community running for political office. There doesn't seem to be a lot of people in politics that aren't lawyers or businessmen or former military. To me, there should be, you know, people in astrophysics, people in different sciences, people in, you know, engineers, you know, different people that can take on the problems that we have with their knowledge. And yeah, they're not the greatest speakers in the world, but they do have the knowledge to fix the things that we need to fix. And there would be less of a dumbing down, and there would be more of, you know, an encouragement for kids to go into sciences and engineering and astrophysics and different things that could potentially help the human race rather than just business and sports and crap like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there won't be a whole lot of flat earthers and creationists in the future. But that seems to be the norm.
But it's, I'll take kind of the Bill Nye viewpoint of things. But I'd say it's healthy if someone starts off as a flat, quote unquote, flat earther.
Yeah.
And says, okay, I'm hearing all this shit about the earth being flat. And they do their own scientific studies, and then they prove the theory of flat earth wrong, and the earth is a sphere.
Right.
That is what Bill Nye would say is a great thing. You're doing right. homemade science and
you
doing
grew, so. You grew as a person.
You grew as a person. You're doing science. That's right. beautiful. And I'm not taking away with that. And or the person who hears this flat earth bullshit right. and says, what if, and says to themselves, what if NASA is really lying to me?
But the, yeah.
And they do their own tennis ball experiments and right. they do their. They get their telescope and they do
I would never question the method. If someone is smart enough to go out and do research on their own and come to their own conclusions, okay. What I'm saying is the dummies that just agree with everything right. they hear, because if it's on TV or the internet, it must be true. Because they don't have that sense inside them to distinguish anything intellectual. They just... automatically, it's easier to just believe what you're told. You know? And that's the dumbing down of society. Just believing simply what you're told. Not questioning it.
And, but that's part of the beauty of these, our lightning, that's what this episode is, the lightning bottle episode, is that we're having a discussion.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, both of us agree a lot of bullshit like yeah. this, but there's a lot of times we disagree. And the beauty of it is that we, even though we're friends, we can, you know, throttle each other's throats on different topics. But the fact of the matter is that if we have a discussion,
right.
We might walk away thinking what he said is fucking bullshit.
Right.
But we talked about it. We're taking right. both sides. What you might have good points. I might have good points. We might not come in the middle.
And we're not killing each other.
We're having a discussion. Yeah. There might... probably after this drops, I'll have someone. You heard me talk about him in previous episodes. He's a coworker of mine. His name's Patrick. He's of African American descent, and we're going to have a racism episode. We're going to talk about how, again, we're a lot of times both me and him are on the same side of the same coin, but there's going to be a lot of accidental and probably on purpose racism said in that show in order to cover. The aspect of the topic of racism
right.
and to clear things up and why, who, what, when, what. That's a discussion.
Yeah.
We're not being hateful. Mm-hmm. We're getting stuff out in the open.
Yeah.
It's what this show is for. We're geeks and we're talking about different shit.
Yeah.
And after that, it's going to be like a Saturday episode type deal. One episode being that, another one being about sports. He likes horse racing. He likes the aspect of how horses are trained, so forth and so on, and different... other stuff.
Yeah.
So it's going to be like sports-based and probably car-based. And
yeah.
So you have a discussion episode and you have a talking episode. So which is, that sort of thing. And he's willing to just iron out who, what's, when, where, and how. So hopefully by the time that hits, we'll have better figured out what's wrong with our equipment. You know, we're hitting on about the hour mark. We still have to figure out what's going on with it. We're using our old equipment. So until we figure out our new equipment, what's wrong with that, why things are not recording with it, is kind of let the fans in behind the curtain. We do have our new equipment still. As you heard in our last episode, we're still figuring things out why it's not recording in the system. We think it's an Audacity problem, or we'll try a different piece. I'll figure out through the company's website, there are other software we could use that will pick it up better. It was working this Saturday. It was like a week ago. It was like the second. It was picking up. Everything worked fine. Plug it in. We think it's a two mic problem. It's probably a different software aspect on things. Try different software. I'll fiddle with that when I'm at home, or I'll book. Since we have two co-hosts for the next week or two, I'll book this room where our normal studio. That way, I can play around with the software and have a level place to have the equipment and plug in, and I'm not wasting home electricity and have everything set up where I'm at. On that, we're hitting about 50 minutes. We're going to call this an episode. You can like us on Twitter by looking for Long Coat Mafia. You can find us on Instagram. It's the same handle, Long Coat Mafia. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/The Long Coat Mafia Podcast. Our email is longcoatmafia@gmail.com. Send us your hate, questions, comments, and smart remarks. What else? Our main page, if you want to download previous episodes, is not only on iTunes. You can do that if you haven't done that already. Our website is thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com. And despite what Instagram wants to change our website to, it is the Long Coat Mafia.
We don't have long coats.
We got long coats. And that's an episode. Take care, guys. We are out of here.
Good night, John.